Have any of you heard this question? So how much longer do we have to drive to get there? Better yet, have you ever said that? And if you have and you're over the age of 35, I strongly suggest that you receive an evaluation for impulse control disorder. It is said that patience is a virtue. And yes, indeed, a bit of denial and anticipation of being fulfilled completely is a good thing. And I know that many of us, I especially, up until the time I come to the altar, plead with our God for a bit more patience. Perhaps as in, God, please give me patience. If you give me strength, I will just punch them in the face. And by the way, if you're over a certain age and this is your prayer, I also suggested that you be evaluated, as your actions could be a felony. Or bless me with patience, not opportunities to be patient. They don't seem to be working. That's a little more difficult to process. Or my personal favorite, Lord, give me patience now. And in today's gospel, we encounter John, the great herald of Jesus, and he wastes no time in getting to the point. Prepare the way of the Lord. He does not say, be patient, relax, and God will come someday. Instead, John the Baptist declares, prepare the way of the Lord. Now, by way of background, we know that John the Baptist was a rather unusual character. He ate locusts for food, and he wore very strange outfits. And yet, he was chosen to be the prophet announcing the coming of God. John the Baptist had a reason to be urgent. But do we always have that same reason? Do we really need to scramble to buy that gift in the next 12 hours, even if it comes with free shipping, rather than simply taking a deep breath and seeing if we can afford to buy it? Do we really need to scurry around ensuring that we make all three of the parties to which invitations have been extended and break all manner of driving laws getting from one place to another? I've always been struck, and it's true in my own life, by the frenzy which can mark the season of Advent, a season of preparation, of hopeful anticipation of the coming and the second coming of our Lord. You see, if we're patient, we can enter into that mystery of the season without the season of crazy entering into us. How? Well, first by looking inward. What are the obstacles to deepening my relationship with God? Is it really a lack of time, or is it merely a matter of priorities? We're all seeking to walk with God. Otherwise, why would we be here? And many are trying very hard to walk with patience and serenity in that journey. But then urgent stuff comes up. Urgent stuff. It seems like to multiply like rabbits. And having cleaned out some of the urgent stuff to make room for other things, can we focus on important stuff like God? This requires perhaps a period or three of patient reflection. And let us not let our reflection be limited. Let's think broadly. How would you like to live your life? How would you like to be healthy and vital? Would you like to have more fun and time with your family and feel that love? What are the things that are truly important to you? The things that 10 years from now will make you proud? Cut down on that urgent stuff. or at least clear out the clutter. Some urgent activities will simply need to go away. Maybe we can all wait until later to check our postings on Facebook. And some urgent activities can be delegated. And some can be better organized. You know, we don't have to spend our last penny on the latest self-help book to figure this out. Just do it for the greater glory of God. And secondly, look outside yourself. For you see, we are people who believe in the power of internal conversion, the changing of our hearts, and having been renewed, we are then led to heal the conditions around us. Poverty, hunger, violence. We are agents of healing when we visit the forgotten and the lonely and the depressed and the addicted or those who've just lost hope. It says that John went into all the region around Jordan proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now that's a real prophet, my friends. Not someone who blames others or proclaims that the rich shall inherit the earth or seeks to exclude the seemingly undesirable or their children from life. The real prophet in human history died for us. He hung on that cross and he ascended into heaven. So let this season always be about love and joy. And let us have enough patience during this season to be loving and joyful people. For it is during the season of Advent that the love of our God was made manifest in a little child. And the joyousness which is this season mark us as Catholics. So how much longer do we have to drive to get to complete patience? Probably a lifetime. It's okay. Let us start today.